恶魔症我还好哎，
Hello, good morning.
Hello, everyone.
Hi there. Hey, excuse me. Hey, Todd, are you okay to take notes today?
Give me a few minutes
Okay.
and I can do that.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, I'm having problems logging into the wiki right now.
Okay. Well, we're going to wait a couple minutes to for more people to come in and see if if you can make it work. If not, I'll ask for other folks. I'm sure somebody else can do it.
And Alexis, I have a short announcement to make if I can. Two, I guess, if you want to both
Yeah, of course.
comment.
Okay, I'm just going to give it another couple minutes. Folks are coming in.
I'm not going to be able to log in.
Are any of the other note takers able to take notes today? I was checking through the note taker channel and it looks like you'd kind of been working on a schedule, but we might need to.
I can take notes, Alexis.
Thanks,
Is
Jennifer.
it Jennifer? Yeah.
Thanks. All right, let's get started. So, I am doing a bunch of stuff that Caitlin asked me to do. So, first and foremost, she wanted to ask about the new meeting template that she created, what people thought of it, any comments, and then also she said she was having a little trouble getting the notes to show up in all the places that she'd like to see them. I don't know whether or not she's tagging them. Maybe we can talk more about it when she's actually here, but the tagging thing is always, that's the key to making things show up in different places, right? Any, yes, Jennifer.
Sorry, I had to find that mute button. Wow. I don't know. It might be worth discussing this when she comes back because I did take a look, but especially if we use labels, each thing's gonna have their own label, So, and I'm not sure. I mean, there's the new template, but she also, I think, changed how these notes are structured here as well. So I
Yes.
wasn't sure if it was this template or the other template or like kind of a combo or both.
Okay, then let's just hold off and talk when she gets back. That's fine. That makes total sense. Okay. All right, then I'll say then I'll ask for other announcements. And Jesse said he had some.
Do. I got a weird one, which is, and it's a little easier because I'm not actually on PC anymore anyway, but I am leaving Cornell University in 4 weeks. I've got a job at Binghamton University, just an hour down the road from Ithaca, as Senior Assistant Dean for Collections and Technology Services.
That's exciting.
So while I will be dealing with library technology stuff in that role, they are an Alma library, And it's a SUNY-wide contract, so probably not super easy for me to just come in and say, hey, we're on Folio now. But they know that I came out of this, and that's one of the things they hired me not to do, but they liked about my portfolio. Right?
Wow.
But short term, that certainly means I'm going to be pulling away from pretty much all of my Folio specific work over the next soon. I'm going to try to keep working with Caitlin on prioritization work, at least for a little bit longer. And I know I'm supposed to be presenting on roadmap in 6 weeks or something like that at WolfCon. So I'll do that stuff. I am staying involved in the OLF, like continuing in that work for the foreseeable future, and things like WolfCon, et cetera. I will be at WolfCon, but with probably a different institution on my name tag. Whether that's OLF or Binghamton, I'll find out soon. But I wanted to say it here to PC. I'll probably pop some announcements in a couple of Slack channels in the future as well, just because I've been part of PC for so long and you're such a wonderful group of people to work with. I wanted to let you know in person as well as I could.
Congratulations. I'm sad and happy at the same time. That's super exciting, but we'll really miss you.
Cornell is the only full-time employer I've had in my adult life. So, and that's been longer than average for this group, I'm sure.
Oh,
But thank you.
so exciting.
It's a great opportunity, and nearby, and my 20-minute walk through a gorge is turning into an hour drive instead.
Yeah, as somebody who once did a commute in that part of the country, make sure your snow tires are super good. And
I have to buy a car too, as well, because I
gosh.
didn't.
Yes, you do. Okay. All right. Oh, so exciting. All right. Yeah, we will really, really miss you. All right. So what? And then you said you had something about WolfCon. So
Just
we'll see you at WolfCon. We can take you out for drinks and stuff.
and Jennifer can add to this if she sees fit, but WolfCon is happening. Registration numbers are looking pretty good. We were concerned for a while just due to everybody's travel challenges and things like that. As expected, travelers from outside the US are pretty limited, or in-person registrations from outside the US are pretty limited. And that's going to be a big bummer, I think, for a lot of us there. But we look forward to interacting with our international partners through Zoom on that, and we'll do the best we can. All right. But US participation is looking pretty good, and there's some folks at least intending to come from outside the US. At least they've registered for in-person registration. We'll see what that turns into. Looks like a great program set up. And we don't have full details on the topic or anything yet, but our keynote speaker is going to be Cindy Hole, most recent president of the American Library Association, who also happens to be a employee at the Kansas City Public Library.
Very nice. Okay, cool. Thank you. All right, any other announcements? All right. I'm going to move on to housekeeping. Again, I'm not sure how much we want to do this stuff, at least the meeting summary page idea. I don't know if everybody saw this. I like this idea of having sort of a nice summary page of when everybody's doing their meetings and what the SIGs are doing. But if we want to provide feedback to Caitlin and she's not here, maybe it would be better if we wait and do this when she's around.
I'm fine either way. I looked at it too. It looks really good. I think the only thing I would add is like a brief description of what that group is or what they do. But yeah, I think it's a good idea. But I agree, like it might make more sense to wait till she's here.
Yeah, no, I really like it, but Yeah, agreed. Okay, that sounds good. Okay, the next item is the community newsletter, which it also is a really good idea. So the chairs are looking at starting a newsletter to improve communication, lower barriers to engagement, and this purple box that Caitlin added to the agenda for us to highlight something that we think is newsletter worthy. Which again, I feel like maybe like whoever the note taker is, somebody can be like, oh, that should be in the newsletter, and then they can tag it or something. So again, a good idea, but we can always wait for Jeremy and Caitlin to be back to talk a little bit more about that. All right, so I think we should move on to our main attraction for today, which is a presentation by Dennis Bridges on Mosaic. So there's Dennis. I see him. I was like, for a second, I was like, wait, where's Dennis? I see him. Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to you, Dennis.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Some of you I've seen recently, some of you less recently. And this is going to be so this is my first time presenting a new module in this process. So I may not have all the details prepared that you want to see, but I'm going to do my best to show you the thing working. So that, because I think it'll just make a lot more sense to everybody by doing it this way. And I'm sure you'll have questions about some of the details. So we'll try and go through them that way. So I'm going to share my screen. And the submission here was under a module name Mod Mosaic. But there are actually two modules. We just needed to get the one approved first before the second one could be submitted to the technical council. So this module, Mod Mosaic, has been through the technical council approval. I think they are waiting for us to have this conversation so they can approve that. And then we will submit the next module, which is just the UI. So there's Mod Mosaic, and then there's Mod UI Mosaic settings.
Are you sharing your
That makes
screen,
sense.
Dennis?
I'm
Yeah.
sharing my screen now.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we can see something. Thanks.
So the thing that you see in Folio, the approach to this integration is an order integration. So Mosaic at the moment is an ordering platform for ebooks. I'm not sure I need to go into the details about that, but essentially the idea is the user can go into that platform, which is an EBSCO platform, and they can create an order or add things to their cart. And then in that system, they can click, submit order. And Mosaic will then send API requests to Folio for each title to create a separate order and order line. So it's very similar to the Gobi integration that we already have in Folio. It's not introducing any, particular new architectural approaches. It leverages the same Edge Orders module as Mod Gobi did. So the request is sent to Edge Orders with a type of Mosaic instead of Gobi, because that was the way Edge Orders is basically built to route requests wherever you want them to go. So we added a new type for Mosaic to Edge Orders. And the other difference is it's all being done in JSON, whereas Gobi is sending XML. Mosaic is sending JSON data to Edge Orders. Inside of Folio, there's a Mosaic integration in settings here So this is the UI portion of the Mosaic integration, where we have just a very simple configuration. And the configuration here is the ability to choose a default order template. Because the way this order integration works, at least the concept here behind its functionality, is rather than introduce complex mappings, we try to empower users to have more control over the customization of the integration itself by using something really familiar to those folks to allow them to configure the integration on the Folio side. So the thing we're using here is order templates, which so this is just the list of order templates. You can choose any order template you want as the default template. And what this means is if the request comes from Mosaic and it doesn't include an order template ID, then Folio will use this one as a kind of foundational mapping for creating the order. And any data that Mosaic sends will override values in this template. So if they send a price and a quantity, and they send location information or fund codes or anything that they send, will replace what's in the default template. So the default template might be used to choose the order format and the vendor and any number of things. Obviously, if you've worked with order templates, basically all of the order fields are there. You can set whatever you really want as a base, as a baseline. So that's the selection for configuration here on this side of the equation. And from that point, I will maybe just show. I don't want to go through, because we're not really talking about Mosaic in particular. I figured I will just show you all maybe a little more of the technical aspect of this, like what's being sent to the APIs to help clarify that, because maybe that's the more relevant Folio portion. Because we did add some additional functionality to Edge orders to enrich, obviously, this integration. But it also opens up a lot of possibilities for other either applications that the community, like libraries, may develop themselves to work with orders, or other order integrations that may come to be in the future. So I'll stop sharing this page and I'll share the second portion. So that's UI Gobi settings and what it does. It allows you to select a template. It tells you a little bit about why you're selecting a template, and it allows you to select that template. Now I'm going to share. Least I think I'm going to share Postman. And this might be a little, I want to clean this up just a tiny bit. So what we're looking at right now is the e-testing sprint environment. And one of the things that we've introduced to Edge orders is the ability to get key data for the creation of order records. So obviously you need an API key, you need the right endpoint or the right URL to access this data. It's just using that Edge module architecture, but we've added some additional gets so that an external system can get a list of order templates, for example. So I'm just sending a request to Edge orders, asking for templates, and this is the API key that I need, et cetera. I make that request. It gives me back a list of all of the order templates and their data. So this kind of opens up a handful of possibilities for the integration. The first one being they can show in their system to the user a list of all the order templates that a user can choose. And they can show those with a name or a code, even maybe a description if they wanted to, so that it's much easier for a user to select the appropriate template on their side, right, in that interface. The other thing it does is it shows the data that the template includes in it, like possibly funds and locations and other stuff like that, just in case the external system maybe wanted to represent all those values that are going to be input, or just show them as a reference, things like that. So templates were obviously an important part of this integration, the way it functions. So you can, from edge orders, get a list of order templates, fund codes, expense classes, acquisition units, organizations, addresses for billing and ship to, material types, users for order assignment, locations, I already mentioned, I think, acquisition methods, and even custom fields. So we can get a list of the custom fields and their relevant data, just in case we want our external system to allow users to set values for custom fields as well. So these are just part of edge orders. That's why they're listed as common. They're not specific to Mosaic, but obviously that integration is going to leverage all of this stuff. So what Mod Mosaic does is it allows for basically the submission of a, post request. And there's not a lot of logic happening in Mod Mosaic on purpose. We wanted it to not really have to do much, but it does take that default template if necessary and apply that during order creation, right? So we've allowed you to select an order template. That's one of the things that Mod Mosaic will do, is it will I'm describing this in layman's terms. I hope that's okay. My request here, I have an order template ID, right? So when I send this request, it's going to use this template that I've specified and then add all of this additional data and generate an order. And it has generated this order, just responds with the order line number. If there was an error of some kind, it will respond with that error as well. If I remove this, cross your fingers, it may not work right now because I think I was messing around with the default template, but no, in fact, it did work. So it's now, rather than applying the template I was specifying here, it's applying. So this request is going to it's going to Edge Orders. Edge Orders routing it to Mod Mosaic. Mod Mosaic is saying there's no order template ID in this request. Use the default template and then combine all this stuff. So that's basically what it does. Different systems, there are, different sort of nuances with like list price and quantity. So, the purpose of having these mod so-and-so modules inside the folio is to manage any of the nuances of an integration like that. So with MongoDB, there was a lot more nuance to manage. MongoDB is a lot more complex than Mod Mosaic. But the purpose of this module, I suppose, is to improve the experience of the integration. But a lot of the core tools that make the integration possible are part of the Edge Orders module. Or I guess you could say a contribution to the Edge Orders module that can be used by, any third party to work with orders in Folio. Maybe I'll stop there. I'll stop my ranting and I'll see if anyone has questions about this.
Yes, there are questions. I'm going to ask mine first. So I, this is this may be more of a Gobi question, but is Mosaic
Sure.
ever going to handle print orders, or is it just going to always be exclusively electronic?
That's a good question. I'm not developing Mosaic, so I don't know that I'm maybe the right person to talk about what their plans are. All I know is that right now it's just ebooks, at least that we're getting through the API.
Okay,
Yeah.
thanks.
You bet.
Oh, Christopher says both print and electronic. Okay,
Ah, thank you,
so
Chris.
eventually, eventually this will, yeah, that's okay. What Kristen said is what I thought. I had heard a while ago, and I'm out of the acquisitions loop, so that's kind of why I'm asking. I used to be the head of acquisitions, but I haven't been for a long time. That I thought that this was going to be eventually Mosaic was eventually going to replace Gobi. But yeah, that's so if that's the long-term plan. Okay, that sounds good. All right. Jennifer and Kristen also have questions.
A quick question in terms, and maybe this is for down the line. When you're selecting a template, would that be done like in Mosaic or like, because, or I guess, yeah, in Mosaic. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so Mosaic is they are using these GET APIs to get the values they need to allow users to select that stuff. So it's not just order templates, but it's the funds and locations. The major benefit of that is there's no they're getting all those values in real time. So if you change the name of an order template or you change the code of a fund, something like that, you don't have to exchange that information separately. They're just a the integration, they're getting all those values in real time. So yeah, there should be a lot less maintenance, a lot less opportunity for error based on just invalid codes and things like that with this type of integration. And the other thing I want to mention, so the question about Mod Gobi also is a good one. I think this is maybe an aside to that question, the answer to that question. Both of these integrations would work at the same time. They're independent. I mean, Gobi could still be sending requests through Edge Orders and routing them to Mod Gobi while Mosaic is sending requests and they're being modded, routed to Mod Mosaic and creating orders. Kristen, you got your hand
Yeah,
raised.
I heard, and I got this confirmed, that there's at least a couple of libraries, Stanford and Colorado, that are using that are integrated with Horasowitz and getting orders via API. Does this change impact that experience at all? I'm assuming, and I don't have any details, that that's using the Edge Orders API for that integration, but I'm not really
Yeah.
clear whether or how Mod Gobi or now Mod Mosaic could or even should be used by any other library service providers who might want to send aggregate data to Folio.
Yeah, so it's a good question. I don't really know how they've implemented that. I mean, I've spoke to Horasowitz a few times and they sounded like they were working on something, but I'd never seen anything. So They might be just using the Gobi module and like sending XML that looks like Gobi, in which case they certainly wouldn't have any issues. Otherwise, I think if they've created their own module, like maybe they duplicated mod Gobi and they made some changes to it or something like that, or they just created their own mod, whatever. This shouldn't be a problem for them. If anything, it's just going to give them more options because they can now get more data in real time using edge orders if they wanted to. If they weren't even using edge orders, maybe they build some application that just is getting data directly from the orders, mod orders or something. Then they'd probably welcome this. They would have to make some changes to use edge orders in that scenario, but it'd probably be more stable and more secure and yeah, maybe less maintenance. So.
So maybe to follow up on that, in order to for any library vendor to provide orders via API, does there need to be a mod in Folio, or is there some way like I don't know enough about technical stuff. So I'm just trying to think about how we can make sure if we're making changes and other vendors have been trying to take advantage of this functionality, you don't break things without like giving them some warning, like, oh, you'll have to update. You know what I'm saying?
So I think the original purpose that the architectural decision to have like edge orders routing things to a mod XYZ was so that vendors could have more independence over how their integration works. Because obviously they could just implement their own mod XYZ and not be disturbed ever by anything that's happening in mod Mosaic or mod Gobi. If we just had like a mod orders integration or something, then everyone would be affected by the changes made to that module and the way it's mapping things. Or the magic that it's applying with the data that's coming in. And like I say, there is some nuance to what data vendors are sending, like from their existing APIs. So this architecture allows them to not change their own APIs to integrate with Folio. And frankly, they can either copy one of those existing mod modules, or they can come up with their own thing, or they could route things directly to orders, I suppose. But they'd have to be sending data that is exactly what the orders module wants for that to work well.
So I guess this is going to be part of like a Folio release, and so will then mod Gobi. So we'd have mod Gobi, mod Mosaic. I'm just trying to think about, we also don't have like mod Heresowitz and mod Amalivra and mod Casalini and mod Layla and you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to think about how to sort of keep this scalable and focused on, what libraries want with their vendors.
Sure. Yeah, like I say, we talked a lot over the years with some representatives from Heraclitus, and they've kind of expressed interest in two things. Either just using the existing mod Gobi, which maybe they have done, but again, I don't know, or creating their own module based on the work that we did for Mod Gobi. But obviously, I can't speak for how other vendors want to approach it, but this essentially gives them the choice. They can either conform to the modules that are already there, or they can create their own modules. So kind of nice situation to be in. And Mod Gobi's already part of Folio. So this submission is just Mod Mosaic.
And sorry, just to clarify, I think what to kind of help what Kristen was asking, is it's my understanding that the Edge API is not changing from what it currently is, it's just being extended. So if anyone is using that Edge API, they won't lose functionality, they'll just gain functionality.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so it shouldn't really affect any external integrations on that aspect. Although I do think this is gonna would be a good this new module might be a good base for a more generalized module in the future that might allow multiple tags to come in. So you could have one that was Mosaic, one that was Gobi, and it selects a template. And I think that would kind of address the same thing that you were saying is like having multiple modules for multiple vendors, but moving towards a more generic one, I think could definitely be something that's done in the future, especially with this new work.
Yeah, that's very true. This mod Mosaic is very simple. Kind of on purpose. The goal here was you have a lot less messing around to do on the Folio side. And I think we accomplished that. Martin, you have a question?
Two questions. First of all, so you only made changes to edge orders, but not to mod orders. Is that correct?
Yes, to make this integration work, yeah.
Yeah.
We
Okay.
added APIs to Edge orders.
Yeah. Okay. And the second one, I'm not familiar with Mosaic, and this extension, is it only of interest to libraries who are hosted by EBSCO and also use Mosaic, or
That's a
is
good
it
question.
could I mean, for example, for German libraries who are self-hosting, but they are doing their ebook orders by EBSCO, would that be of interest for them, or
Yeah,
how is it?
this module is not only available to EBSCO-hosted libraries. It would be available to anyone.
Yeah, I mean available because, I mean, of course, if it's in the official release, it's available for every Folio user,
Yeah.
but I mean, would it be of use? I mean, can only EBSCO-hosted Folio libraries use it, or also other libraries who are using Folio but not are not hosted by EBSCO? That's my key point.
I suppose, yeah, any library could use it. You
Any customer, right? Sorry, I'm just I think what Martin is asking is specific, like if you're an EBSCO customer and you're ordering ebooks from EBSCO, from Gobi, you could use this. And that would be like, so for example, at Stanford, we're not hosted by EBSCO, but we could totally use this.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I would assume, any library that's using Mosaic could use this integration. Yeah. That's my understanding. Yeah. And they would love you to use it.
Okay, thanks.
They meaning the Mosaic team, right?
Right. And me as well, to be fair. And I'd love to hear what you think of it.
Just from a workflow standpoint, being able to automatically produce orders in this way. So you're in the order, you're in the vendor's order platform. Like this is always the dream, at least for us at Stanford, right? You're in the vendor's order platform, and then you can create the order in the platform, and then it would automatically generate the order in your in Folio in your library system, right? It just makes it's one less step for your staff to do.
That's right. And you have with this integration, because Mosaic offers essentially custom fields on their side, and you have this order template on the Folio side, you should be able to satisfy any workflow that you need to satisfy with by only needing to touch the order in one place. You know what I mean? Even if you have custom fields that you on the folio side that you want people filling out, right? They can do that in Mosaic. So there's some really massive advantages of this integration in that all the data is communicated between the systems in real time. And there's just so much flexibility in terms of what you want a user to fill out when they're creating the order in the vendor system. You can have them focus on the specific things you want, and you can predetermine everything else. I guess if that makes sense. Thank you for those comments. Kristen.
This is not so much about your module, but I do think maybe I could follow up with like Heather. I think it would be really interesting for the acquisition SIG to get a demo of how Horasiewicz orders are getting into Folio, because like that's, it feels to me from somebody who's been involved in this area for a long time, that's a big milestone to get a second vendor in here. And then it also, you know, this process of getting to go through an upgrade with, or I mean, considering, you know, sort of the Gobi to Mosaic as the general upgrade and platform migration and keeping that going, that also feels like kind of a big milestone too. So it would be, maybe we could have in like the acquisition Sega, a chance to talk about API order integration again and get a better sense of like how, you know, how the direction that you're going in with this development, and then how that could influence like other providers being able to integrate with Folio. I think it's a good move.
I think I want to ask a question of Thomas to talk a little bit more about what you put in the chat. Because I am very interested, and again, I think in the same vein as Kristen, like the ability for this to be adaptable by other vendors, to me is huge. So sure. What do you, so yeah, talk about the this new functionality helping other platforms.
Just the expansion of the Edge APIs, it exposes a lot of the orders app to basically one API endpoint. So if you're dealing with an external integrator, they only have to go to one source instead of having to go over orders and then maybe over to sort of finance, then going from this module to that module. But the one thing that popped in my head with this is because this is accepting JSON, that you could possibly use something like an external workflow engine or a platform to ingest things from like an FTP site or email or wherever. Format that data into JSON and then feed it into this platform, and it would automatically grab the template. I actually dropping something in our internal chat saying, could we leverage these new endpoints for things like our internal POOF system or other things where we're using data import already, but this might give it a more stable platform to connect those external systems to.
Well, that's really nice to hear. Todd?
Yeah. Well, just to Thomas's point, since everything you can do in Folio is done through APIs, you could do that now. But it does seem that with Mod Mosaic and the enhancements to Edge orders, the process does get simpler. It's nicely bundled, and you have an Edge module that you can go through instead of. Instead of having to go through Okapi directly. And then also you have a choice of whether you're dealing in XML or JSON. So, yeah.
Awesome. That sounds great. All right. Any other questions for Dennis? Thank you very much. This is really cool.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So is there an action for the PC to take?
Well, so the way we've done this in the past is we would call for a vote in Slack the way we had in the past. I can talk to Caitlin if she wants to do anything differently, but I'm assuming we can just do our usual voting. Oh, right, we have a whole bunch of new people who haven't done this before. Yay. I'll put more details in Slack, but basically what we do is we do a Slack vote. We do a thumbs up, thumbs down, abstain kind of vote. And then we, and I'll put a deadline on it. And then we'll get back to Dennis as soon as possible. We usually try to do it within a week. But knowing especially that Jeremy and Caitlin are not here, we'll give them some time to watch the video of this meeting. And potentially, if anybody else has any other questions or they have any questions, they can just get in touch with Dennis directly. So that is what, and I will follow up on all of that.
Great. So, thank you.
Okay. All right. So I don't think that, was there anything else on, everything else we decided we're going to do. Oh, are there any newsletter? Are there any newsletter topics for today? I don't, not yet. Maybe eventually this module is approved. All right. Then we're going to follow up on the agenda for next week. We'll talk about that in Slack. And then in 2 weeks, we're doing a tri-council meeting in this time slot on the 28th. So that's sort of a reminder. I did put that on the PC calendar. And I'm sure the CC will send out notifications about that on Slack as well. Yeah, thanks very much, Dennis. We will be in touch.
Sounds great. Thank you having me.
All right, thanks for coming. Have a good day, everybody.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone.